Welcome to episode 49 of the 3M Fear podcast. Haunted dolls have fascinated people throughout history, giving rise to these creepy stories that make our skin crawl. Who doesn't love a good haunted doll story? Don't we all? These scary toys, somehow connected to the supernatural world, have become the stuff of nightmares for many. The idea of haunted dolls goes way back, with different cultures telling stories about their dolls being possessed by spirits or ghosts. In the past, people thought that dolls could act as a link between the human world and the spirit world. Over time, so many stories have come out about so many dolls having a life of their own, their eyes following people, and their limbs moving on their own. Two of the most popular dolls in history are Robert the Doll and Annabelle. Even if you haven't heard about Robert, I'm 100% sure you know about Annabelle. If you're interested, I have done two in-depth episodes, one on Robert the Doll and one on Annabelle. I'll link them in the description and you should definitely check it out because their stories are wild and scary. Today we are going to talk about three more dolls: Charlie, Letta and Okiku. These three dolls are not only popular, but they have equally scary stories. So let's get started. Hello and welcome to the 3AM Fear podcast. I'm Nikita Ferrao, mystery and thriller author. On this podcast, I talk about real crimes and real people. Due to the graphic nature of some of this content, listener discretion is advised. You can find the episode show notes on my website, 3amfear.com. Let's get started. Charlie the Doll. In 1968, a family found Charlie in the attic of their old house in New York. It was hiding at the very bottom of a dusty trunk filled with old newspapers. The only other thing in the trunk was a yellowed paper with a special prayer on it. Nobody knew how old Charlie was or where did he come from. The newspapers were way back from the 1930s, but the doll's age always remained a mystery. The family already had a bunch of old dolls, and so they thought that it would be a good idea to put Charlie with the other dolls. So they decided, took Charlie out, and then nicely kept it with the other dolls. At first, no one paid much attention to Charlie. It was sitting with the other dolls in a big house. Who would have thought anything? The family who owned Charlie was quite big, with a mom, dad, and five children. At first, Charlie would just be sitting quietly among these dolls. But then, something weird started happening. Charlie began moving around the bench where all the dolls were kept. The parents thought that maybe one of the kids was playing a prank. But the kids told that they never touched the doll. The youngest, who was just 4 years old, said that one night, Charlie spoke to her when she went into the bathroom. The parents, of course, didn't believe. They thought that she was just making these things up. They couldn't accept that a doll was doing something creepy. The parents never saw Charlie do anything strange. And when the kids started noticing this and started telling their parents, they just didn't believe. After several incidents, none of the five kids wanted to ever get up and go to the bathroom at night. They were all too scared. The scary stuff with Charlie didn't stop. The youngest girl ended up with scratches all over her body. And when her parents asked her, she said that Charlie did it. Her parents, of course, weren't sure whom to believe. I mean, could they actually believe that a doll could do all of this? They wanted to put an end to this, and so they decided to take Charlie back into the attic and then close him in the trunk, the same one where they had found him. After that, everything in the house went back to normal, and no one ever saw or heard about the doll again. Years later, when the kids grew up and the house was sold, the trunk, along with Charlie inside, was also sold at a garage sale. Nobody wanted that doll until a lady who was collecting old things bought it. But before she took it home, the family told her everything that had happened. They wanted her to know the entire story before she bought the doll. Now, it's not clear to what exactly happened after the doll was taken, but the lady took it. Since then, Charlie has been passed around from one family to another. It's said that the doll never stays in one place for too long. And people say that if you look carefully, it sometimes moves. But here's the thing. Charlie's scary powers come to life only when it's around kids. If there are no children around, Charlie just sits quietly. Right now, if you want to see Charlie, then he lives in a shop called Local Artisan. He's there with many other strange things like stuffed animals and weird art pieces. After reading and listening to everything about Charlie, I'm kind of curious to look at him too. Letta the doll. Letta, also known as Letta Me Out, is a really scary looking doll. It's said to be almost 200 years old, made out of carved wood, and even has real human hair. Letta the doll is a man. Carrie Walton found Letta in an old deserted house in Wagga Wagga, Australia, back in the 1970s. Walton brought this doll back to Queensland, where things started to get weird. He noticed that things started moving around his house on its own. The floor got scuff marks, and Walton's kid started having nightmares. One night, all the kids ran to Walton, scared because they saw Letta walking around on its own. Even the dogs got aggressive near the doll. And guests would say that they saw the doll moving. Now, those strange incidents were nothing. A few years after Letta was found, the family was struggling financially, and so Mr. Walton decided to sell the doll. In an interview, he said, quote, "We were really desperate for cash at that time, so I drove him to a woman's house who was going to buy him for $400. I couldn't physically get him out of the car. I can't explain it. It was some sort of force stopping me." End quote. He would later go on to say that even though he was ready to sell Letta for $400 at that time, today, even if someone gave him $1 million, he would never sell the doll. Now, the history behind Letta is not very clear. Some believe that the doll has the spirit of a young boy who died many years ago in a drowning accident. Walton tried to find out where Letta came from and discovered that the doll's origin traced back to Eastern Europe. Letta does not have a lot of scary incidents attached to it. The doll and the owner, Walton, basically are touring everywhere, and Letta also has his own social media presence. The doll and Walton have been on multiple television interviews, and they are quite popular, and of course, this is making Walton a lot of money, I'm sure. Out of the three stories today, the scariest of all is Okiku. In 1918, a 17-year-old boy named Ikichi Suzuki bought a doll for his 2-year-old sister, Okiku. He was traveling in Japan and he spotted this doll in a window during the maritime exhibition. He felt an instant connection to it. And so all the money that he had saved, he decided to spend it and get this doll for his sister. The doll, standing 40 centimeters tall, had pure black glass eyes, black hair styled traditionally, and even wore a beautiful kimono. When he gifted the doll to Okiku, she adored it. She took the doll everywhere and treated it just like her little sister. It was as if they had become inseparable. She slept with it, pretended to feed it, played with it, and even spoke to it. When Okiku got the doll, she gave the doll her own name. As happy as her brother was to see that his sister was so happy with the doll, the happiness wouldn't last long. About a year later, tragedy struck. Okiku was bitten by a mosquito and she got malaria. The little girl is said to have died gasping for air. She was in pain and afraid, but all that while she held on to her doll. Now, while it's normal for little girls to love their dolls, looking back at the story, it feels kind of eerie considering what happened to Okiku after receiving the doll. Originally, her parents wanted to bury the doll with her. But due to funeral arrangements and cultural reasons, they couldn't bury the doll there. Instead, the family decided to keep the doll at home on the altar and decided to love it as much as their daughter. Some versions of the story say that Okiku wasn't buried but cremated and that her ashes were placed on the altar next to the doll. Now it's uncertain to which version is true, but basically the doll was placed on the altar. And as soon as that happened, strange things started happening with the family. The family noticed that the doll's hair, once neatly cut at shoulder length, began growing longer and now had reached down to the waist. Now don't get me wrong, this is not your average fake hair that you get with a normal doll, like a Barbie doll. This was real human hair and the doll was actually growing this hair. And that was not it. At night, they dream about Okiku, which sometimes seemed quite normal because they had just lost their daughter and they were dreaming about their daughter and the doll. But sometimes in the morning, they would find this doll right next to them in the bed, even though they had never moved the doll from the altar. These odd events became even weirder. The doll began appearing in different places around the house. Light flickered, there were loud bangs and knocking on the wall. They heard footsteps, those tiny footsteps. And as special days like Okiku's birthday and the day that she died approached, these strange things became even worse. The family and town spiritual leaders consulted and they believed that Okiku's spirit was maybe somehow stuck within the doll. The doll seemed to carry the energy of their late daughter. Now, the wise thing that the family could have done at this point was to get rid of the doll. But believing that their daughter was somehow attached to this doll, they saw it as their way of, you know, connecting with their daughter. And so they decided to let the doll be in the house. In 1938, the family had to move to a different district, because the brother was drafted into the Imperial Army before World War II. As this was too far away and they didn't want to separate the doll from their daughter who was buried there, they decided that they would not take the doll with them. They asked the local temple to take care of the doll. The monks agreed and they were told to keep the doll's hair trimmed, lock it up at night, and ensure that the doll never went into the wrong hands. To this day, Okiku remains in the Menigi Temple in the town of Hokkaido. The doll is now at a shrine and tourists can go and visit her. However, taking photos is strictly prohibited because it's said that Okiku gets angry, and so it's better not to take photos with her. Monks have also learned that they have to make sure that the doll is always inside and that her hair is always cut. Now, talking about her hair being human hair, there aren't any official reports available online, but the monks believe that as long as they maintain the hair, she would not cause any problems to them. People who have visited the doll have also said that they have seen her expression change and have also said that sometimes her mouth slowly opens. Now, one thing about human hair is that some dolls do have human hair. I mean, they don't grow the human hair, but while making the doll, sometimes they use human hair to make the doll. So that's not the big issue. The issue is, or the thing is, how is the hair growing on the doll? That's something that no one has been able to answer to date. As I said, the family loved and kept the doll with them even though so many things were happening around them. And I'm not saying about 2 years or 3 years, the family kept the doll with them for 20 years. A big thank you to all my fellow listeners who have been listening to all my episodes. Thank you so much. Your listens, your support means a lot. If you love my podcast, if you love the stories that I put out, then please do follow me on whichever podcasting platform you are listening from, and please do leave a rating. It will really help me a lot. You can listen to me on other platforms including Spotify, Apple Podcasts and any other podcasting platform. If you are in India, you can always listen to my podcast on Gaana or JioSaavn. If you love to listen to strange and mysterious stories, then follow me on Instagram and YouTube where I put out reels on such stories. These are completely different from the ones that I put out on my podcast, so do follow me on them. If you love travel, you can follow me on my travel channels. I'll link them also in the description. Until then, stay kind and stay safe out there.